Hey everyone, it's Josh. This is a quick preview of what's on this week's shit list, my paid Substack. Link is in the description. It's part of the job market shit show. And it's a new series that I'm starting. All right, let's get into it. Picture this. You've got someone on your team, let's call her Maria, who's been underperforming for 2 quarters. She's not checked out. She shows up, she tries, but something isn't clicking. And neither of you can quite name it. You've had the same one-on-one 3 times now, and you keep leaving with the same picture you walked in with. What if, before the next conversation, you spent 15 minutes feeding everything you actually know about Maria into an AI tool? Her history with you, the projects where she showed up fully versus the one where she went through the motions, which feedback landed, and which made her go quiet, what she says she wants long term. And then you asked, given all this, what am I probably missing about why she's stuck? And what's actually worth trying? You won't get a magic answer. That's not how we use AI effectively, but you will get sharper questions and you'll show up to that conversation differently. Maria will probably notice, and so will you. And that's what this week's piece is about. Now, this comes from a conversation, an interview I did with Catherine Fleer, who is a retail luxury expert. And you might say, Josh, what does luxury retail and AI have to do with one another? Well, she spent 12 years leading retail teams for Saint Laurent and Tiffany & Co. across Europe. And when I asked her what she wished she'd had more of as a leader, her answer wasn't about forecasting or headcount. It was about coaching, specifically the gap between knowing someone's numbers and actually knowing how to help them get better. She said something I keep coming back to. Every single person has a different way of achieving their own level of excellence. And as a manager, you can try to figure that out. You can listen, ask questions, pay attention, but honestly, there's a ceiling. There are only so many people you can really get to know that deeply, and only so much time to figure out what makes each of them tick. And that, she said, is exactly where AI can help. Not by replacing the relationship, but by deepening it. Most leaders are using AI to go faster. This is about going deeper. And the difference between those two things is going to matter a lot more than most people realize right now. The full piece is on the Job Market Shit Show. You sign up to be part of my paid Substack, The Shit List. And it's the first in a new series that I am calling AI Manager Skills, practical, specific things you can do right now to become a better leader with AI. Each one comes out of a real conversation with someone who's been in the trenches. This first one walks you through exactly how to do what I just described, how to find and consolidate what you already know about your people, how to turn that input into input AI can actually work with, and 4 specific prompts, 2 for self-reflection and 2 for AI, that you can use before your next one-on-one. It's all in the link in the description. So if you're not on the shit list yet, this is a good week to start. All right, go do the thing. Talk to you next week.